Send a movie idea.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. They just sound like words to me now. Like, even as I say them out, it feels like they don't mean anything. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, but only one can be taken through to the next stage, where it'll be a smash hit, making the creators in the top 1% of Britain's richest. And thanks to Kwasi Kwarteng, able to afford brand new underwear every day. That's all I think about. What must be great about being super rich is new pants and socks every single day. I'm Joel, a man who puts the arse in Hackney Marshes, and across from me is John Harris, who has genuinely ruined my Sunday by changing his WhatsApp profile picture. For monumental changes like this, John, I need maybe 7 days warning. Like, you receive word of any social media change of mine, bio, header image, etc., in writing a full calendar month before. It freaked me out. I didn't know who was messaging me this morning. Some smiley guy.
The confusing thing is that you, when you warn me about these things a month in advance, your letters look exactly like junk mail. So it's really, they look like adverts for window cleaners and local.
Yeah, I don't know why
agents.
I do that. It's weird, isn't it?
So, I never see it.
What inspired the change? It's always a big moment, I think.
So a while back, I went for dinner with a couple of friends, Lem and B, previous contributors of ideas to this podcast. Mm-hmm. And she, B, had a proper old school camera and took a photo of us at the table, and I thought it looked a nice enough picture, and I quite like the sort of, it looks like a real picture.
It's very nice. You look very handsome.
Thank you.
You look like you're having a very nice time.
Oh, we were having a lovely Japanese dinner. So.
Well, if B wants to come and take some portfolio shots of me, they need updating. That would be really useful. If you're listening to this, B, come on over. Let's do a photo shoot.
Great stuff. This is how we're starting podcasting.
Hey, film ideas. How about this one from Danny? Pride. A pride of lions travel across the Serengeti to come to the aid of their usual menu favourite, the gazelles, to protect them from poachers who murder all animals. There's a gazelle who doesn't trust them and spend days trying to convince the other gazelles the lions are not to be mingling with, but eventually the gazelles come round and come to the lion's aid when the tigers try to steal their patch.
Ah, okay.
It's the film Pride.
For my sins, I haven't seen the film Pride, which I know is a crime.
John, it's one of the great British films.
I have heard.
It's so amazing.
It's a big tearjerker.
An LGBT society in London go and help a Welsh mining town. There are dissenting voices in the town. But at the end, the Welsh mining town repay the favour and they come and march at Pride. In a similar style here, the gazelles weren't convinced when a load of lions turned up, because who would be? You'd be anxious.
No, absolutely not.
But the lions proved themselves by, I assume, eating the poachers, and the gazelles then return the favour when tigers try and steal the lion's patch. I'm not sure what the gazelles would do. I don't know how. Maybe they would distract the tigers.
It's sort of, there's something very Disney or Pixar or DreamWorks about this, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I could see this animated.
I definitely think animals against people is the right way to go. You know, like unlikely friendship in the face of, you know, it's like, you know when you go, John, you know when you go somewhere like the Natural History Museum and you're in the room where all the predators are. Mm. And then there's that bit that's like, behind this thing is the worst, most evil predator on earth of all. and you lift a flap and it's a mirror. You ever see one of those?
Oh, no, yeah. That's so dumb.
Yeah.
I was thinking, is it going to be a hippopotamus? They're famously quite, you know, you think they're not going to kill you, but...
No, it's like, what's the most destructive... Here's the most destructive creature on the planet. It's like 9-year-old Joel Grove.
That's blown my mind.
It's pretty good, isn't it? So that's kind of the message of the film, I guess. It's like, yeah, sure, we lions and gazelles don't get on, but we're just trying to get by.
I love it. I love it. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a wonderful idea.
It's a good idea.
Wonderful idea. Would you like one from me in exchange for the one from you?
I'm hungry for it.
This one is from... Right, I promise you we'll stop talking about the fact Joanna's been making her way through our podcasts because she has made it. She's up to date, so we can stop talking about that. Right. And in her email where she announces she's up to date, she justifies the fact that she's been listening to... us, because we're so horrible that anyone listens to this podcast, we've been like, why would you do that? So she's had to, I feel terrible. We can either go the opposite and tell everyone who listens they should have been listening every episode, you know, really sort of go the opposite way. Or we get everyone who listens to this podcast to email us to justify why they're listening to this podcast.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that.
Why on earth are you listening?
There are so many good alternatives. I'm not just talking about audio, I'm just talking about things that you could do with your life. You know, other podcasts, sure. But go out, talk to someone. You know, make a stir fry. These are preferable tasks. Let us know why you listen, please. Maybe you've listened to everything else.
I've completed podcasts, therefore...
I've got this shit film one left. I'm forcing my way through it.
My Sister's Beekeeper.
Is that...
a play on My Sister's Keeper.
Oh, I don't know about My Sister's Keeper. Is it
a young girl.
Film?
Oh, that's good. Next week, Joel. Anna, a young girl, seeks a lawyer's help to earn medical emancipation from her parents when they force her to donate organs. I was reading this really casually, and then as it went on, I realised this is not something to be read casually. Flipping hell. Blood tissue from her leukemia-stricken elder sister to help her live. But it's bees.
But it's bees.
Oh, God.
I don't know how advanced beehives are. Do they have, like, hospital wings in there?
Wings.
Thank you.
Very nice. Do they have hospital wings? I don't know. But on the subject of insects, did you see that post on Twitter around the Queen's death where it was like...
Oh, yeah.
Likes baked beans on one side, can lift 14,000 times its own weight on the other side. And then in the middle, it was like... loves queuing, follows a queen for no discernible reason. And it was ants and British people, for the record.
Yeah, nice. And also, famously, the Queen's beekeeper had to go and tell the bees that she'd died.
podcast isn't just going to become me reciting stuff I've seen on the internet, I promise.
I think they got a bank holiday as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. There was no honey made on that day. Did you see also on the internet... when someone got the famous Big Brother moment where David Bowie died and they told David Bowie's ex-wife and they thought another David in
That's
the house
so
and
good.
They did it about the Queen and the Queen Bee.
That's really funny.
It's very good. I don't know what else we can do on this one. Cameron Diaz is in it. Alec Baldwin's in it.
Cameron Diaz.
Very nice.
Alec B. Baldwin. Alec Baldwin. Who else is in it? Come on.
Abigail Breslin.
Abigail. It's done for me. Yeah.
I was going to see if there's anyone whose surname rhymed with like hive or honey
wasp.
For you, but wasp. Right. How about another one from me? This one comes from Mike. Flash Gordon, a documentary about Chef Ramsay's ostentatious lifestyle.
Okay. I like it. I thought it was going to be like a documentary about how Gordon Ramsay cleans the kitchens up afterwards.
Well, I'm just glad it wasn't a documentary about how Gordon Ramsay exposes himself to people on the street.
How he's really, really fast.
He famously can run so fast he sets off speed cameras.
What about this one? Lash Gordon. Gordon Ramsay spends all day getting on it, but his usual head chef in his restaurant falls ill and he has to go and cook for some dignitaries at 10 o'clock at night, but he's battered. He's like, can't stand up drunk.
I can't imagine Gordon Ramsay drunk.
That's quite a good idea for
struggling.
A TV show. Get people to do their jobs while hammered. I'm not talking about heavy machinery or surgery, not serious surgery, but like an ingrown toenail.
Yeah, I like it.
Could you do your job after 9 pints?
I don't think particularly well, no.
Meetings would be fun, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Meetings, emails. I would definitely spend the whole next day just absolutely petrified about
I would never look at anything I'd
read.
Sent.
Oh, I do the opposite. I definitely have to read through it all and sound really apologetic things and just be. I think generally I'm not like my sort of demeanor doesn't massively change when I'm drunk. It's just I become like a sloppier person. Mm-hmm. So I think I could probably get away with just being like, turns out I was really unwell. I didn't realize.
Yeah, interesting.
So that's why there's loads of spelling mistakes and stuff in this email. It doesn't really make sense. I don't think I'm going to be there like, listen here. It's not going to be like any sort of big scandal. They'll just be like, that email was awful.
Yeah. And yeah, you could kind of explain away a job like that's kind of email-y based and meeting based, right? Kind of, I'm trying to think of what's the funniest job to turn up and do hammered. Maybe like a Lego master builder.
A friend of mine at university, they, in their house, they dropped acid and then were sent a text being like, when are you turning up for your shift at the pub?
Wow.
And so the friend, they both worked at the pub, and it was the friend who got the text who was supposed to be on shift was too gone. So the other friend went whilst high and covered his mate's shift.
Fair
play. There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good friend. That is a really good friend.
Top friend.
Pilot. Right. Do you want...
Well, famous, isn't that a thing they said in the past? Like, there was definitely lots of pissed pilots. I swear that's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. If you were just taking off and you got the announcement from the pilot, and he was like, hello? That would be fucking amazing, wouldn't it?
John recites things on the internet. Have you seen that video that's going around at the minute where someone's managed to hijack the, well, we shouldn't use the word hijack in a plane, has managed to sort of take over the comm system.
No.
So he's just going, the whole flight, he's going, and they keep buzzing and be like, we're trying to work out what is causing this disturbance and we will sort it out.
Amazing.
It's really good.
What about this one from Josh? We are the Millers.
We are the Millers. Family pretend... No, they're not really a family. It's a bunch of...
They pretend to be a family to smuggle drugs across a border, I think.
That sounds about right to me.
So
they smuggle the
pretending.
Rock.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, I thought it was wrestlers have to pretend to be a normal family of four. But I don't know if I know enough wrestlers. The Rock? Yeah, sure, he's there. That gold
guy?
Yeah,
I mean, the gold guy. Oh, yeah. This I forgot about it. Years ago, we had an episode with Luke Owen from Wrestle Talk, and you got sort of obsessed with this weird gold wrestler.
All I talked
90s.
About was the gold guy. I could just see Luke thinking, wrestling is my life. I take it very seriously. It's like my profession. I say, he's very gold, isn't he, Luke? What? Why is he so gold?
He was so lovely about it. WWE are the Millers.
No, I think you're right. I think it's a family trying to smuggle the Rock. That's much funnier. He's been banned from the US for being too handsome.
Too electrifying.
He's too charismatic. So here's the thing. He's declared he's going to run as an independent candidate for president. And he's absolutely killing it in the polls. Like, he is definitely going to win. And so the Republicans and the Democrats join forces to get him booted out of America. And one American family decide to get him back in, no matter what the cost.
Oh, and he does a big old wrestling move on the two presidential candidates.
On Joe Biden. He does the people's elbow on 1,000-year-old Joe Biden.
Donald Trump gets a... We'll see. I can't think what else he did.
Suplex? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what his other ones were, but yeah. That would be so good. Big Royal Rumble with all of the presidents that are still alive. Just running towards the ring.
I was going to say, who do you think would win? But I think...
That's The Rock, right?
No, The Rock isn't involved in the presidential Royal Rumble. It's Obama though, right? I don't think it's particularly complicated.
Yeah, it's Obama. It's Obama. Yeah.
And you know what? I'd be happy with that result and I would have voted for him a third
I would too,
time.
But I do think Obama would struggle to lift Trump out of the ring. I think Trump's kind of weight. He's sort of surprisingly dense, isn't he?
So this is a Royal Rumble. We've got to get them out of the ring. Yeah, you're right. It's not pinning.
Barack Obama's got to lift Trump out of the ring.
Trump probably would spend the first sort of 40 minutes just sat in the corner with his arms crossed.
Well, and Trump has done wrestling. He's been on like WWE or WWF. So he knows the ring. He understands the backstage area. He knows the crowd. It's like a home fixture for him.
He's an entertainer. Whatever you think about him, the guy's an entertainer and he does know his way around.
He does. I think Obama would win, but I think it would take hours. Like, the crowd are losing interest. They're kind of slowly leaving the venue until it's just the two of them in there. Stripped to the waist.
I'm trying to think what do presidents have? Like, the equivalent of like hitting someone over the head with a chair or like, you know, pins.
They're always still behind a lectern. They're always still behind a lectern, aren't they?
Some lectern stuff would be fine.
Pretty lectern based, yeah. There was a big thing with Trump and that umbrella, wasn't there? No.
Yeah.
So he'd have an umbrella.
He sort of just left it outside of the plane.
He'd have an umbrella. That'd be quite annoying if you kept opening an umbrella in your face when you were trying to get close to him. I'm just saying he's an outside bet.
No, look, if the last 5 years have taught me anything is don't
it's that Donald Trump's really good at wrestling. Trump.
Don't bet against Trump, all I'm saying, unfortunately.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right. A few weeks ago, we discussed American Pie in for quite some time.
We did, didn't we?
And we suggested we'd start the podcast Pie Guys, which
is in the works.
To you. 2024. It's like a Marvel project. We're announcing it for 2024/2025.
It's phase three of the John and Joel podcast collaboration.
But in that moment, I suggested pie is quite an easy pun, and I think we should get some ideas. Mm-hmm. And we did from the likes of Martin and Tony, and I'm just going to run through them all now, Joel, and then you can pick a couple.
Yes.
American Pie Robot.
Very good.
The American Pie Who Loved Me.
Yep.
American Pie Noon.
Yep.
American Pie Hard. probably my personal favorite, American Pie Rates of the Caribbean. No Time to Pie, a James Bond prequel. While training to be an agent, Bond has to lose his virginity in this teen comedy.
Okay, all sensational. Thank you so much. I definitely think you're right. American Pirates of the Caribbean is the best one.
It's the idea of pirates. They're like working out how much they cost in each area of the Caribbean.
Well, I was thinking it's spring break and all the guys and gals go out on like a booze cruise and they get taken over by a ghost ship. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the idea of sort of fratty stony boy. Stony boys? Stony, yeah. That's what they call them. Stony boys.
Yeah, the stony boys.
A bunch of stony boys sort of having to deal with the undead.
It's good, isn't it?
There must be stuff like that. I can't think right now. But you know, like, oh my God, do you remember that James Corden lesbian vampire killers or whatever it was called?
Yeah.
Like in that era, surely there must have been some sort of like idiot modern people versus the supernatural. Surely.
Yeah, how have they not done like a zombie frat house situation, like a frat house locks down trying to keep out the oncoming hordes?
Let us know if there's something like that,
because if not, we could be onto it finally after however many episodes, John. We might actually have our idea.
15 years ago we would have been onto a winner. Right, Pie Hard, Nakatomi Plaza. Why would he? So the terrorists have taken over.
No, I think terrorists just take over at Greg's.
Or like a pucker pie factory.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Pie Noon. So that's cowboys
eating an early lunch. Next.
Pie Robot.
That's good.
Yeah, no. So the idea of Pie Robot is whether there was like robot interference on a murder, right? Mm-hmm, and it's like the rules of robotics. So it's a robot that makes pies and they think it had some sort of... It's supposed to just make pies and somehow it killed a man and they're trying to work out how it did that.
And this one makes... Oh, it's supposed to just make pies, but one day it makes like an apple crumble. And they think it's evidence that the robot is sentient. Okay, I like.
The American Pie Who Loved Me Again. These are Bond pie stuff. Sort of making Bond sort of like a sexy comedy is sort of Austin Powers, isn't it?
That is Austin Powers, yeah. I would rather we introduce the American Pie crew into an Austin Powers world. On iRobot, on the Will Smith one, how about this one from D? Enemy of the State Funeral. Will Smith turns up and smacks Prince Charles in front of everyone.
Oh, we did it.
We did it. Because he has shares in BIC, and since the video of Charles going mad over a pen surfaced, he's lost millions. He apologises 4 months later in a grainy video taken from a dungeon in Balmoral. Jada has a new husband by this point. Imagine if Will Smith turned up at the funeral and smacked Prince Charles. Just smacked the crown off him. It'd be so good. If he's like, look, my career's in the gutter, I'm going to turn up at every big event and just smack whoever's there. Like inaugurations, state funerals, fucking the Wimbledon final. Will Smith is always, because he's Will Smith, right? He can always get it, no, but eventually you get a reputation.
Yeah, that'd be like,
so at first he's let in, right? I reckon, do you think, if Will Smith turned up at the state funeral, do you think they would have let him in?
Oh,
if you were just working the door, if you were just one of the security and Will Smith was there, you'd probably, I would just assume he's meant to be there.
Because in a situation like that, so your two options are Will Smith, the superstar, has shown up uninvited, right? That's the one option.
Yeah.
Or the other option is someone hasn't told you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to stop Will Smith and sort of look like an idiot and potentially be fired. So you're obviously going to go with the, someone just didn't tell me that Will Smith is supposed to be here.
Yeah.
So and yeah, you, I think you could go, Will, get in.
So you get in and then it just straight to the front.
Imagine being that bodyguard going, yeah, I let him in, but I'm sure it's all fine.
Then you start hearing commotion inside. I wonder what the punishment is.
For slapping the king.
Yeah.
Joe, I think even wondering that is treason. I think we might get cancelled just for even thinking about that.
Right, Quora, March 2020. Someone submitted the question: what happens if you slap Queen Elizabeth?
And
people seem to say that you'd basically just get charged with assault, as if you slapped anyone on the street. But you know, it's the court of public
opinion.
Public opinion that's really going to be pretty. That's going to really hurt you. Yeah. But that's already, they've already made their mind up on Will Smith. He's already in the gutter.
Just imagine all these like international events where they've got so much security because they're worried about, you know, terrorists or other commotion. But actually going forward, their main concern is Will Smith.
Will Smith has just dedicated his life to slapping people. He thinks it's the only way he can stay on TV is to appear at I'm well into that.
The problem is, I don't encourage violence, particularly against a 76-year-old man. Mm-hmm. But if it got to the point where he had done it at about 10 major events, there would be a point where you go, this is just brilliant. There's no two ways about it.
The world would be waiting for where he would pop up next. It would dominate the headlines. It would be so exciting.
You'd be watching any awards ceremony, any sort of big sporting event.
Just never know. And he's just always lurking in the shadows. No one sees him apart from when he appears for the slap. And then he just disappears. That would be so good. That's an amazing movie idea. He's like doing Ocean's 11 style heist so he can get in and out of these places.
Oh, dear.
Good. Hey.
Very good.
I think we're going to struggle to top that, but should we do our own ones?
Yes, please.
I'm
going to go first.
Whoa.
What about this one from me? Levine Girls. Levine Girls. Maroon 5 frontman transfers to a new high school and makes his way to the top via sex.
It's good. How old is Adam Levine?
Well, right. So this
is a young Adam Levine.
Yeah.
Adam Latine.
Oh, very good. It's either Adam Latine or it's like older person college or something. Yeah. We're not. This isn't. Nice. His creepiness isn't to do with the age.
His career's gone down the pan. So he becomes a mature student at university.
Yeah. Right. This Adam Levine stuff is incredible because he's managed to there's three different formats of memes simultaneously running based on his texts.
It's so good.
It's not just like one meme. There's the I may need to see booty meme.
Yeah.
There's the your body is absurd meme.
Yeah.
And then there's the so fucking hot
so
meme.
So fucking hot meme. So good.
Just incredible stuff. Well done, Adam.
Well done, Adam. we're going to find out this is a cynical ploy. And the first three singles of his next album are I may need to see some booty. You're so fucking
I may
hot.
Need to see some booty is amazing because it sounds like he's holding a clipboard. It sounds, yeah, do you know
does,
what I mean?
Does, yeah, yeah. It sounds like ooh. A Lonely Island lyric.
I may need, look, yeah. I can't guarantee it.
It's like in a quick fit or something.
I may need to see booty.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to cost you.
This is going to cost you. No, that's good stuff, John. So Adam Levine at high school, he's very popular until I think the girls realise his schemes and they turn against him.
Yeah.
Bring him down.
Also, as funny as it is, I don't think if anyone's like sexy texts were put public, there would be a moment, there would be a correctly written sexy text. Like, I don't think
you would never see me again if that happened to me.
Yeah. It's not like anyone's, if that happened, I just don't think there's anyone that could write a sexy text that's so good that you could just put it on Twitter and other people are, actually, that is sexy.
I'm still in that context. Yeah, exactly. There's nothing you can say. So listeners, stop sending me them. Now, here's my idea. I worry this one's been done because I don't have a memory, but it's really good. Apocalypse Now, That's What I Call Music 54.
I don't know, but I love it.
It's exactly the same movie, but instead of being soundtracked by 70s rock classics, it's soundtracked by hits like Room 5 featuring Oliver Cheatham, Make Love, Daniel Bedingfield, If You're Not the One, and DJ Sammy, The Boys of Summer. All three of the biggest hits from Now, That's What I Call Music 54.
Why did you pick 54?
Just did a random number. I did a number that I thought would have been when I was listening to those sort of pop tunes, and it was.
Yeah. I like it. Maybe we should just re-soundtrack classic movies with pop anyway.
Yeah, that's well, I think I might take a scene from Apocalypse Now and stick some of these tunes over it just for a laugh. I haven't got much on this afternoon, so.
Just some napalm whilst If You're Not the One by Daniel Bedingfield's playing.
It's quite good.
Very good. Yeah, very good.
There you
good.
Go. So those are the ideas. John, I'd ask you which the best one is, but I think it's Will Smith turning up and slapping our now king.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's going to beat that.
Nothing's going to beat that. So well done, D. And we have to leave because in actual fact, Will Smith has he's chosen his second location for the slap to be on this podcast. Will, what are you... Oh, fucking hell. Well done, John. I thought you were very good.
Thank you. I thought you were very good too. That was a lot of fun.
I felt like the first 10 minutes, it took me a while to warm up. But then, poof, was I average after that?
Yeah, I think maybe we should bring some bad ideas.
Yeah.
And just sort of...
Do 10
like
minutes
do
of
little
shit.
Rallies. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I like that. And then release those on the Patreon. Just serve up, that would be so funny if on the Patreon you were just serving up hot garbage for the people that are paying. Just like our mic checks and like the bit at the start where it's like, oh, how are you doing? Oh yeah, how's the kid? All right, yeah, great. Bonus content on the Patreon. It's me going like, oh, hang on, the SD card is playing up. Anyway, John, have you got anything to talk about?
I've been listening to a couple of good podcasts. I thought, ooh. If you listen to podcasts, why not listen to some more podcasts? As we keep joking. Although, thank you, genuinely thank you so much for listening. But as we keep joking, there are other podcasts out there, mm-hmm. including Killed, which is about stories that were cancelled or panned by publications and why they were.
Ooh,
and it's
good.
Really fascinating, really fascinating insight into these sort of stories from journalists that were basically, as the title suggests, killed. And then the other one is called Did Titanic Sink? Which is...
Whoa.
So Tim Batt, who is one of the guys from Worst Idea of All Time, and his friend Carlo. Carlo has been obsessed with the Titanic since he was like 6 years old.
Right.
And in more recent years, he's decided that the Titanic may not have sunk. And it is about that. It's really, obviously, as suggested, Tim Batt is a comedian, so it's you know, it's not super intense. And at first you think, oh, this is just a comedy. This is absurd. But then actually by the third episode, you're like, maybe he's onto something here.
Oh, I'm into this.
So yeah, those would recommend both of those.
Give us the names again, John.
Killed and Did Titanic Sink?
Awesome. I'm going to listen to both of those today.
Joe, you've been seeing loads of good comedy.
Yeah, I've been to see some comedy. It's been really funny. I went to see Jordan Gray had a stonking Edinburgh. And it felt like... So I went to see Jordan Gray at Soho Theatre, sold out 2-week run at Soho Theatre, has just announced they're doing the London Palladium at the end of October, which is pretty wild. And it did feel like you were watching a show where, oh yeah, they're going to be so enormous. Like, this is going to be a massive deal. And that was really exciting. Just a really, really brilliant performer. Really funny. Loved it. Small room kind of vibes, you know, just great stuff. Great show. You were supposed to be there, John. We didn't even know. We were going to be going on the same night.
Yeah. And then everyone I was going with pulled out. So we didn't.
Oh,
but yeah.
We could have had a cuddle. That would have been nice.
Oh, that would have been so sweet. No, Jordan Gray. I've been aware of her for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just seems like, and I follow her on Twitter, and yeah, like you say, it just seems like something's really clicked this year at Edinburgh, and suddenly everyone's like, oh wow, yeah, she's brilliant.
Because I think I've become aware of her on Scroobius Pitt podcast, maybe?
Yeah, she did Distraction Pieces. Yeah, she did Distraction Pieces a while back. Before she was properly doing comedy, because she was initially, a more serious musician. And she did The Voice and did pretty well on that. But then she pivoted to comedy. Actually, the day that Scroobius Pip came to record Dream Factory, however many million years ago that was, he was going to see Jordan do a preview of her, like, one of her previous Edinburgh shows.
Oh, cool. There you go. So in some way, we helped launch that career.
Many ways.
Most ways. So that was sensational. And then on Friday night, I saw the excellent Joe Lycett at Wembley Arena. Couldn't be a more different room, but it was so good. It was so good. I've normally got a bit of an aversion to comedy in big spaces, but it was fucking great. It was such an amazing show.
I've heard it's like it's almost like Darren Brownie in its twist.
The twist is incredible. He's like played the long game with this thing he's been working on that he reveals throughout the show. And it's so good. Yeah, I would recommend anyone watch it. I mean, it will definitely be on
a streamer.
It was going to be, surely someone's going to buy it. It was fucking great. I loved it so much.
Yeah, no, I really want to see that. I might try and go to the Jordan at the Palladium, actually. I think that'd be a really good show.
You should do. Hey, I'll come with you, John.
Hey!
Let's go. All right. That's the comedy I've seen. It's been fun. I'm now going to go and make some pasta. Peace out, John Harris.
Peace out, listeners.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.